Fed can just print more money out of thin air, but the government's always going to be in debt to the Fed. Oh.
Everybody has questions that aren't being answered.
And welcome to the Monday Night Master Debaters, the first one of 2022. My esteemed guests here on the wonderful roundtable. Honestly, guys, this is my favorite part of the week. And that's why I kind of chose Monday, because Mondays usually suck. And if I get to talk to you guys on Monday, it's all downhill from here. So we start Monday on the best way possible. Tonight we got Joe and Jen. Thank you for hosting us. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Anytime. Well, anytime I'm off work in time.
Yeah, we'll even host if you're too sick to be on the show yourself sometimes. Yeah.
Yes, you have. You have bailed me out on more than one occasion. I appreciate it. We got Adam from Deborah Gets Red Pilled and Into the Apocalypse. How's it going, Adam?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, man. We have Randy from the Red Thread Podcast.
What's going on, guys?
Randy, how far are you from Dubuque?
Dubuque. I'm not 100% sure, man. I'm not from around here.
Okay.
I know it's probably, you know, within a day trip, within a half day trip, but pretty much everything is within a day of central Iowa. Unless you're going like Georgia, it's like 2 days, or you're going California. It's
Dubuque, Iowa. But, it's like, it's right like over the border from Chicago.
Yeah. It's like maybe a couple hours, because I'm just right kind of dead center, a little bit to the south. Yeah, I keep moving
south. It's cold as hell up there, man, especially in January and February. I don't know how you do it.
It took a lot of years getting used to, man, a lot of years. But, you know, you get used to it. It's just like anything else in life. You get used to the negativity of the winter, you know. And, you know, if you're fortunate enough like I am, you kind of get over the depression and the lack of vitamin D and all that other stuff. So... I mean, it can't be any worse than up there where Adam's at in Oregon. It's usually overcast up there, right, Adam?
During the fall and the winter, like seasonal effectiveness disorder is like a real thing up here, man. It's gray.
Is that why you're always so bright and peppy all the time, Adam?
Yeah, you know me. But summer and fall is super nice here. So it's hot as fuck here. So.
Yeah, the springtime out here is just beautiful. I mean, I've never knew that somewhere could be so green and alive. You know, you don't see a lot of that in California, where I'm from, Los Angeles especially. It's just a concrete jungle down there, man.
See, that's the nice part about New England, too. We got the four seasons, and, you know, it's like clockwork for the most part, although it's a lot warmer than it used to be, that's for sure.
Al Gore,
Ryan,
right.
How's it going, my friends?
It's going great, man. Never felt better, dude. Having a great kickstart to 2022. I'll tell you that right now.
Dude, yeah. Good start to the year so far, right? Absolutely. I was going to say, I don't know about you guys, but I noticed that, man, I don't care anymore about New Year's Eve. Like, it used to be something like we built the night around, and now it's just, you know, I'm trying to stay awake for the most part and keep up with my son. And like, I don't even, you know, we didn't do the ball drop or anything. And it's just like, I feel like, I don't know if it's just because everything else is kind of off, but I feel like it's kind of lost its luster.
That happens when you stop doing cocaine because you're old.
That could be it too.
I saw a lot of posts on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. We stayed in also. We were just like, fuck drinking and driving. Just hot tubbed it. Yeah, we just, turned on the hot tub, hung out with our kids. My daughter had some friends over because she's young and cool still. And then, but everyone was posting about their night in. I don't know a lot of people who went out and did stuff this year, honestly.
Because they were scared of the vids.
No, I don't even think it was that. Not in our community.
They're
I think
scared
they just
that they'll go stand in line with a couple hundred people who think they might have it. Like, what's the rationale?
They all have their masks on and they're outside and they're 6 feet apart, so they're fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trust the science.
All they're that good. Logic totally makes sense.
Oh, my gosh. Randy, did you do anything fun for New Year's?
Dude, I slept. I slept through New Year's. I woke up at 1 a.m. to people, you know, shooting off mortars and whatnot. And I was like, okay, I'm going back to bed. Yeah. You know, the days leading up to that, a couple days leading up to New Year's were pretty epic, like as far as the energy is concerned. You know, it was pretty high vibe in a couple of days there, which, you know, kind of ushered in the new year right for me, at least. It was a little rough waking up on New Year's Day going, oh man, here we go again. But I just recall that positive energy that's been kind of vibing through me and just run with it. You know what I mean? It's essentially it's up to oneself, you know, to carry that energy or not. And that's, you know, part of my dedication is to carry that positive energy around with me and put it out, you know, through this podcast and chats with you guys. So it's been epic, man.
Cool. Adam, anything good?
Nothing, man. Watch some TV. stayed up way too late, not on purpose, but yeah, no fireworks, no nothing here. I live out in the woods, so it was silent night like normal.
Yeah, I got stuck in an Indiana Jones marathon. That was the excitement we got into.
And that's nothing cool. Hard.
Yeah,
I love Indiana Jones, man.
Dude, they still hold it. You know, they still have it a little bit. I mean, it's a little cheesy, but you start looking into it and it's all there. It can still hold up with today's movies, especially today's movies, because there's nothing today.
I wish they could get an Atlantis one in before he dies. That'd be badass.
That would be cool.
He is about to die.
Hit just about everything else, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just mean he's old.
Like, does he have some sort of disease we don't know about? Oh, never mind.
Oh, yeah. No, he's like, he started him in the 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Star Wars. Leia's gone. Mark Hamill might as well be gone. You know, it's
he never recovered. He never recovered from the original Star Wars. He did Luke Skywalker, and then he came out with Corvette Summer, and that was about it for Mark Hamill.
Well, how can you come out as anything else?
Yeah.
You know, you're Luke Skywalker after that. And that it kind of sucks, but deal with it. You know, you're going to make your living off of it, but yeah, you're kind of pigeonholed after that.
Surprised he didn't go Scientologist, you know, like John Travolta and Tom Cruise, you know, at that point.
Well, Travolta's got some shady history to him. There's a lot of shady stuff that happened around him, you know. That's a guy I wouldn't want to be around.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder what the real situation was like with his kid and all that kind of, you know, dark energy there surrounding his kid's death and everything else. Like, what really happened there, you know?
Yeah.
What's really going on? But we are all starting to figure out what's really going on in Hollywood, you know. Most people like to turn a blind eye to it. But it's getting to the point where you cannot go on Instagram or talk to somebody without finding out what was really going on there and what maybe still is, you know, with all these people and all the traffic and all of that crazy, you know, food gate and all these other things, right?
Well, if you want to go down the craziest, you know, the ritual sacrifices and shit, I heard a lot of people talking about, you know, how right before COVID came out, there was the Kobe Bryant death. A lot of people drew connections with that. Now we have Betty White dying. You know, she put out that statement like, I don't know, a week or so ago. It's my 100th birthday soon. And then she fucking dies. So
she was 99, to be fair. I mean,
she was in
was in great health for 99.
Maybe she got a booster.
I think it's touch and go when you're 99. Like, even if you're like great one day,
you could slip on a penny and die.
Yeah. So I don't know about that.
Even if you're eating baby blood, you know, 100 years is a lot of years, right? Even if you're replenishing like that.
It's way too many, in my opinion.
Unless, because along the way, you're eating the shit, right? You're drinking the water at some point. So you're poisoning yourself one way or the other.
Yeah, you know, in show business.
There's only so much baby's blood can do.
Seems to be doing pretty good for Hillary. She's looking pretty young in her old age. Oh, gotta say. Oh.
Which one?
What? Right.
There's multiple.
It's what it seems like. There's definitely multiple Joe Bidens, that's for sure.
Did you see at the least other day when three, he was doing his least. Thing and he had the cargo containers in the background? Yeah. In the window what of what's that supposed about, to be dude? The Oval at the White Office House? Or whatever. Right. Like, come on, man. And speaking of which, did you guys see that he just signed a deal for like $135 million or something to build a COVID testing plant in Wisconsin? But it's supposed to take like 3 years to build. So it's going to be ready in late 2024 with these COVID testing strips.
They should contact the people that built the World's Fair. They can get it done in 6 months.
I was going to say, we're going back in time here. In the 1800s, they were putting this stuff in no time. 90 days for the Crystal Palace. Come on now.
Oh, man, what a world. It's getting wilder and wilder. It's becoming an issue of like bewilderment that more people aren't aware to what's going on, as silly as most of it is, just flat out silly. Like, there was a CNN thing on Instagram, and it's showing the names of the people that were writing in, you know, these comments. And one of them was like,
I'll give them to you. Randy, I got it for you. It was Bend Over, Mike Coxlong, and Anita Blackman.
Dixie Normus. Don't forget about Dixie Normus. We covered this on Planet Retard last night.
Yeah.
That was my article. I was like, we have to cover this.
I had that on my list of one of the few things I really wanted to tell, because that was hilarious. And it's like, do people not notice this? I mean, I know no one watches CNN. I actually saw a thing where Joe Rogan gets like an 11 rating. CNN's at like a 0.82 or something like that in viewership. So it's just no one watches it to begin with. But you think that's intentional? Like,
man,
I know it's intentional, but do you think it's intentional just like to see if anybody notices, or more like nobody's paying attention anyway? Who cares?
Like, do you think it's intentional that they let it air? Because I think it's run by AI. Like, I think all the algorithms couldn't possibly understand the subtleties of the jokes. And that's why it got through, because it's all AI. I think AI writes a lot of the news articles that you read as well, because they don't make a lot of sense.
Or they may use it as kind of a gauge, you know, of seeing who's actually watching, because people would notice that shit.
Well, I thought instantly of what Jen was saying, Jen, because every time I read the news now, I think of what you say about it just being a bunch of AI that's just putting these random things together, and sometimes they stick and sometimes they don't. And I was like, man, I wonder if that is AI. AI got into some Twitter feed that was just a bunch of jokes, and they pulled these names, and that's what it is.
Then the people were real. So those people got in and were making jokes. I think the reason that it was able to get through is because they don't have real screeners. They don't have human screeners that are like, okay, I'll let this one go. I'll let this one go. I'll let this one go.
Yeah.
It's just AI running it. But the people who wrote in after their comment, because they're all on Twitter, at least Dixie Normus was, because I thought that one was hilarious. They posted on Twitter. They're like, fuck yeah. Like, I got in. Like, my comment was on CNN. And they thought it was hilarious and got a ton of likes and retweets. And that's how people went back and pulled all of the screenshots.
Okay. That's like the guy who got Biden to say, let's go, Brandon. He got threatened and all sorts of stuff the next day. But the best was the video watching him, his version of the call, and getting him to say it. And then he's like, yes. It's
so funny. I think people are starting to learn that they can play with this madness that's going on. You know, they can make it a part of their story and make it a positive thing. That's pretty cool. You know, compared to where we were a couple of years ago, just outright fear, you know, fear, anxiety. Now people are like, okay, if this is the way it's going, if it's going absolute crazy town, let's just dive in and have some fun with this thing, man. Because at some point, everybody will come around to it, and maybe, I guess, cooler heads will prevail. Yeah, right.
Well, but, and think about all the attention that got. Right. That got attention on both sides. Like, the right thought it was hilarious because he said it. And then the left were like outraged that someone would say that to him because he basically said, go fuck myself.
Do you think his wife knew what was going on as soon as he said it?
Did you see her
Did
face?
Did you see the look on her face?
Yeah. She was like, oh, Joe, come on.
Because they had really? To they had to have like briefed him on what that means at some point. Multiple
times. He doesn't remember anything. He doesn't know words. He doesn't know.
He could have been sitting in his own feces at the time, Adam.
Where's mom?
There's a good chance he may have just been festering in his own filth and doesn't even know. Like, that's the thing with him. You don't know, you know, is it really him? Is it just him, you know, like Max Headroom style? Because that's an interesting comparison right there. You look at old videos of Max Headroom from the 80s. He looks an awful lot like Biden.
Really? Oh, I've never thought of that.
Damn, never thought of that either.
He's just an animatronic robot. It's almost like they were telling you, like, here you go. This is what we're going to give you later on. And man, I mean, it's not like spot on, but you look quick and it's like, okay, I could see it.
I think if we were being run by AI or something, I don't know what is happening right now in the world. I don't think anyone really does. All we know is what we're seeing isn't quite real. But if AI is trying to control us and take us over, the way to break them will be with subtle, stupid jokes. Because they're never, ever going to get it. Yeah. Like things like the CNN thing or just things like getting Biden to say, let's go, Brandon. Because he's like, yeah, let's go, Brandon. That's a phrase that sounds positive and good. Yeah, that's something that AI would never possibly understand.
You know the thing.
Just remember to keep making jokes, people. It'll, you know, get the world back to normal.
Well, don't get too comfortable because I heard, what is it? I think it's March of this year. CERN's going to fire up again.
Yeah.
So if that, we know what happened in 2012 when they fired that thing up. That's when this whole thing started really going haywire. So if that's any indication, March, we're in for a good time.
We're going to have to write down we're going to have to write down names of every book and every movie we've ever seen and store it in our buttholes. And then when they fire it up, we'll have to pull it out because there's no safe place for it.
I mean, we could store it somewhere evaporated. Else, but that works.
What if it gets changed? What if we don't have that thing anymore?
I think it'll change even if you had a physical photo. Like if we get some fresh mandalas in March, I think it'll change right in front of your face.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be like Back to the Future where the photo starts like fading.
Yeah.
Who knows? What day? We're going to have to find out what day they fire up CERN and just do a podcast on that day. Just be live right
away.
See
if we're all more frightened.
Yeah, just have everybody go live at the same time and just, see if we can just blow up the whole thing.
Adam just ceases to exist.
Yeah. 3 years or something like that they've been taking a break?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, they were supposed to fire it up last year, but got delayed for COVID. So,
yeah.
Right. Kind of makes you wonder if they didn't actually fire it up a couple years ago when this whole thing started, download, you know, this this AI program into their quantum computers, and that's what's taken over and running clown world now. You know,
well, like, you so wonder far, also, I wonder also if it has any correspondence with the 5G, because they're firing up the 5G, AT&T and Verizon are at least on, what is it, Thursday or Friday?
Awesome.
They're going live. You're saying it hasn't been fired up until now? Like they've just been lying about?
Not fully. It's been up in sections, but they're going across the board. They're supposedly bringing up 5G on whatever the fifth is.
Well, it's going to be like shitty because
they need a ton of them.
Oh no, you mean like the millimeter wave, right? Like that 5G, you know, we've got 5G as a higher speed, and then there's like a specific thing that, you know, most of us truthers, right, are looking at, millimeter wave, you know, interfere with your brain waves and whatnot. If they haven't fired that stuff up and started messing with people already, they probably have opened a portal with CERN a few years ago. You know what I mean? Cause it's gotten so strange. So just off the wall and like machine-like, you're right. You know, like as if AI are running a lot of this stuff, and they've got that simulation, that virtual world, that sentient world model, that they have. And so basically they make a digital copy of everybody based on their habits and everything else. And they throw it into this virtual world they have. And that's what they're using for like the precog or pre-crime, you know, like the Minority Report stuff.
Luckily, we only have like 2 5G towers near us, and I couldn't even actually see the tower. Jen tried to take a picture of one, but it looked like a light pole.
No, they are all light poles. So I downloaded this app. It's the same app that you can use for like speed tests or whatever. And I found a map of 5G towers. There weren't a ton, but and I just drove out one day and I took pictures of where they were, and where they all were was a light post and it was the only light post on the entire street for miles. I mean, I couldn't see another lamppost or whatever at all. It was just a little lamppost, and it had like a kind of looked like a solar panel or chip on the bottom of it, high up on the pole. And they're in really weird places, like in the center of the towns, like in the center of Reading, yeah. in the center of Palisadro, in the center of Cottonwood, wherever, like the little surrounding towns. They were right in the middle of exactly where the town is. And it was just a little tiny lamppost with a chip on it.
Well, that's not why I'm not too worried about it, because from what we've heard, they have to be every 500 feet or something for it to actually work. So they're either behind schedule up here, or it's something different.
Or those are the only ones maybe that they're releasing on that app. Like, who knows? They aren't going to publicly
They dress them up like cactuses down by you, Ryan, right?
What's
they
that?
Dress them up like pine trees up here,
they
too.
Look like pine trees up here, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they do pine trees. They do cactuses. They'll do like
they do palm trees too.
Yeah, we have a palm tree.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Weird, dude, and it's so obvious when they're trying to hide it. It doesn't look camouflaged at all. It's like a giant cactus.
Yeah.
If yeah, I don't have cell, if I don't have cell reception at my house, am I safe?
That might be a good sign.
Yeah,
Starlink.
Okay. Yeah, I've been thinking of different compounds to mix with paint. So, you know, when this all hits the fan, I could paint the inside of my house with some kind of a concoction. You know what I mean? I've been kind of looking into, all right, what, you know, light metals and minerals will
I hear it's tin foil.
Yeah, if you use tin foil, right, yeah. you might be able to get it done.
Tin foil and a staple gun. Copper? That's all you need.
Can it be copper or silver?
That's what I was thinking, silver. You know what I mean? Because that apparently helps your body fight off a lot of this radiation, you know, sickness and all these.
Oh, isn't that what Matt Lehman uses in his clothes, the EMF yeah. clothes?
I was going to say, you got to find out what Matt uses, because he's got all that Spiro gear.
Well, lead too. I mean, like lead was supposedly demonized, you know, like because like kids would put it in their mouth and shit, but lead absorbs all that radioactivity.
The fact checkers say that's false, Ryan.
I know. No, I mean, maybe they
I got dinged on Instagram for that.
For a
post about that, like asking, like, you know, why did they make us take away the lead paint? What if it was actually like a blocker for radiation or radio waves?
Yeah. And well, I heard that it was because kids were putting that shit in their mouths, and that makes sense because you get lead poisoning. But it's like, just teach your fucking kids not to put this shit in your mouth, and then like,
I honestly, dude, I got an 8-year-old, and I never once in my life had to tell him not to eat paint chips. I mean, I think that's a good sign, but on the other side,
or glue. There's some that kids have that's a habit, and that's why cigarettes are like the most addicting thing that anyone has to fucking like, you know, try to overcome. There's something really habitual about putting shit in your mouth, and it's not a sexual thing. It's nothing. It's like when you're a kid, you pick something up. It could be for sure, but when you're a kid, you pick something up, you put it in your mouth. You know what I mean? Like that's what kids do. Adults never really break that habit, and that's why a lot of people are addicted to smoking cigarettes. It's one of the hardest habits to kick because people just like putting shit in their mouth. But if you just like tell your kids, like, hey, don't put this fucking lead paint in your mouth, like tell them it'll poison them, tell them it'll kill them. Maybe like everyone has access to the internet, show them pictures of dead kids or dead people and say, hey, Jesus, this is what's gonna happen if you fucking put this lead shit in your mouth. You know what I mean?
I've never had to tell my kid to not eat paint chips, but I have had to tell my nephew not to lick the couch. Smart kid, but it was one of those things you never thought you'd have to specify not to do. It came out of my mouth. I'm like, don't lick the couch or the ottoman or whatever. I'm like, oh my God, why do I have to say that out loud? Like, what the fuck, kid?
When I was little, I had a Voltron toy. Do you remember Voltron? Mm-hmm. And the sword, it was like all the detachable parts. And the sword was... it had lead paint in it, but I used to like chew on it all the time because I was a little kid, but I didn't know there was lead paint in there. So when people say don't eat lead paint chips, it's not like children are picking up paint chips like, what's this? Which they could, I guess. But like if they just chew on a thing that's made with lead paint that some company is negligent about, you know, you never know.
Well, it seems like it's Chinese lead paint. That's where a lot of that shit was coming from, because There's been American lead paint that doesn't seem like it's as, you know, damaging. I don't know, you know, but yeah, there's something to that theory where, you know, lead that was, you know, in the 70s, there wasn't as many people getting these kinds of diseases that seem to be fueled by 5G and 4G and all these things before that.
And when you get an X-ray, what do you throw on yourself? A giant lead jacket? A
lead belt. You know? They called it a Nard Guard here in Tucson. Your ball sack, dude.
Yeah. So I don't. Yeah, I don't know. It always makes me wonder because some of that shit, like, are you know, I wish my grandparents were alive to ask them because they were around during that time before shit got crazy. You know, they were living in that time when, you know, you were living locally and living off the community and things like that. That's a gone sight these days.
Well, who's going to start selling bootleg lead paint to try and fight the 5G?
Randy, dude, I don't know. I'm telling you, I'll come up with a compound, man. I'll find something. I'll figure something out, dude.
Got the. I think you just found your fucking answer, dude. That's it.
Right? Yeah. But see, do you think I'd have to get real lead or can I use pencil lead?
That's graphite.
Yeah. Oh, man, I just thought it'd be easier to get a hold of. But
not to be confused with graphene.
A little less toxic. Right.
Just buy an old house. Any house that was built before, I think, 1965 probably has lead paint in it.
You can get the lead, the asbestos. My current house is made out of asbestos. Like, that's all there is here.
Oh Jesus.
That sounds nice.
That was the best insulator. Asbestos
never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Just the guys tearing it out. That was.
I mean, I talked to a bunch of contractors, and they're like, "We can tear it out for you, but if we do it, like, we gotta do, you know, curtain it off and stuff." They're like, "Just get a respirator and do it yourself." They've all said that it's all overblown. It's not that big of a deal. Huh. A bunch of them told me to dig a hole and bury it out here. I was like, probably just take it to the dump, but
they just didn't want to do it. They're like, fuck you, you die here yourself.
Well, asbestos was probably demonized because it also blocks EMF. Can you imagine?
Yeah,
that
I don't know.
There's legit theories that's why the Twin Towers were brought down, you know what I mean? Because it was gonna be like a multi-billion-dollar renovation for these things to get the asbestos out. So I mean, that's a little out there, but it's possible.
Yeah.
Well, then, and that would be why everybody got so sick when that, you know, a direct energy weapon dust was floating around everywhere down there. You know, it was all asbestos and concrete. Yeah.
Yeah. They said it was from jet fuel. Like, yeah, that's not jet fuel causing all that cancer. No way.
Well, there's that river of gold that was flowing through, like, underneath that. I don't know if you all have heard about that. There's like a fucking river of gold, molten gold, flowing underneath the Twin Towers after this whole thing went down. Yeah, so there must have been some sort of weird, like, chemical reaction that caused that. You know what I mean? It's weird. It's
or they were storing gold down.
They had
there.
A whole bunker full of gold bars down in the basement, I guess.
Well, yeah, and that's weird. That just doesn't make any sense. Like, I thought all that was in the Vatican. You know what I mean? It doesn't really, you know, why would they have gold underneath the World Trade Center? I know it represents, you know, World Trade, but
wasn't that supposed to be what Building 7 was the
El Dorado is, I think, 6, El Dorado Task Force, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong. It may be 7, but there was one building that was like top to bottom just all government, and they were focused on internal money laundering. And then once this whole thing happened, they started focusing on you know, international terrorism, specifically brown-skinned people for some reason. Yeah. So, you know, really, really specific. But yeah, it's weird, dude. I mean, like, as much as we hear about that, we're not even scratching the surface with 9/11.
Yeah. Have you seen the videos that don't have planes in them? And they don't look like they were, you know, digitally removed either. These videos look like they're the original video. You know what I mean? And they put these airplanes in after the fact.
They superimposed airplanes?
Right. Right. Because you just see like the explosion start from one side to the other. And if you imagine, or if you've ever watched anime or anything with laser beams, and you know that you're not going to see the laser beam going through the air unless you have, you know, infrared goggles or whatever, right? And it just kind of went whoop, and everything exploded out. That goes along with the fact that people have said that there were people in there putting explosives into these buildings prior. You know what I mean? And supposedly the reason for these people, these demolition experts, basically putting in these explosives in the tower was just in case something happens. and we need to bring the tower down. I mean, this is stuff that's out there. You know what I mean? You can find it. It'll take you down some rabbit holes and some interviews with people that are, you know, as far as mainstream says, less than reliable. But we all know what fact checking is about nowadays. So you can imagine not to believe what you're hearing from the big five. You know what I mean?
I think one of the most interesting videos I saw from 9/11 was a particular angle of one of the planes going in, and it looks like it just melts into the building. They had a real slow like shot of it, and it doesn't look like a plane running into a building. It looks like it's melting into it, and then after it's in, it explodes out. It's fucking weird. I don't know what to make of
that. Well, yeah, and you see the meme of that, like how that, you know, that disappeared into a building, yet a plane will hit a bird up in the air and the nose is like mangled, but it didn't even phase it when it hit a building full speed.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't recall seeing anything about it.
There's so many, you know, inconsistencies with that story and so many angles. That's why that's almost, you know, on the same level with COVID. When you start getting to the different layers of it, there's so many layers to 9/11 that it just, I mean, obviously we're still 20 years later and don't have any answers for real.
Well, have you seen the footage of like those birds and shit that look like they're caught midair? They're not flapping their wings or anything, and there's no wind really, but they're just caught midair. And I wonder if like these little glitches go on. I'm not a big supporter of the sim theory idea, but I wonder if something that's so traumatic as 9/11 was, maybe some people see different things, or maybe there's so many different angles going on that there's something that is correlated to like this weird angle that, you know, Joe's talking about, that's similar to this glitch looking thing that's going on with these birds that look like they're caught midair. You know what I mean? Like I don't know if I'm explaining it properly, but it just seems that, you know, if supposedly depression spiked before 9/11 happened, and that kind of lends credence to the idea that, you know, there's some quantum space bullshit going on, that, you know, these traumatic events ripple through space and time. And, you know, whether it's in the past or the future, people are feeling spikes of depression. So I don't know, dude, like I think when you're talking about, you know, buildings melting into, planes melting into buildings, I think that lends more credence to some like weird fucking shit going on, because dude, there's people there that saw that stuff go down. You know what I mean? Like, we can't say that planes didn't take down at least two of those buildings for sure. You know what I mean? But there's something very, very off about that whole situation, dude. Obviously. I mean, this is it's that and JFK, right? Those are the two things that really start people like really talking about that. And that's like the introduction to what we talk about, kind of.
Just like Matt was saying too, there's so many layers if you want to go down the weird numerological, like esoteric path with that, with the 9/11 encoding. Like, I'm sure everyone who's listened to the show knows about 9 and 11 and how weird occulty they are, but it's fuck.
And all the plane numbers and all that were weird too. Yeah. They all were symbolic. Yeah. And you get people that will even battle planes versus no planes. You know, that's they won't even get past that point of it, let alone who did it and how it was financed and all that stuff. There's people that just stand on their hill that it was a plane or it wasn't a plane, you know, and it's like, okay.
Or people that argue nobody died that day. That's a far out one, but we can all agree the Pentagon was not hit by a plane. Come on now.
Oh yeah.
After 20 years.
Just that day. I remember that day looking and going, where's any evidence of anything hitting this thing?
Yeah. You but know? You mean Donald Rumsfeld was out on the lawn.
Right.
Cleaning at the Pentagon. Up debris though.
At the Pentagon, yeah. The most, you know, defensible place in the United States. You mean to
and
tell
it,
me that
and it just so happened to hit the accounting department, you know, yeah. Right.
The day after.
After the audit, right? Wasn't there an audit?
No, Donald Rumsfeld went on air and said that they're missing what?
$2.3 trillion. Yeah.
Okay.
$2.3 trillion were missing.
You just
got. Well, that was a lot back then. That was a lot back then, dude. But like, we're spending that shit in the country here like every month or less. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah. We printed that in August, probably.
Yeah. So know? It's disgusting, man. There was another weird thing that I heard that I bring up with like the first ever website that supposedly was around that was like, you know, mass marketed to people was a Beanie Baby forum. I don't know if you heard about this back in the 90s. There was a weird Beanie Baby forum. And there
my mom was probably part of it.
I mean, probably my mom was too, but there was some weird situation going down with that where that was, I mean, the owner of Beanie Babies started counterfeiting Beanie Babies and selling them through the site. And he's still in prison supposedly because he was pushing counterfeit Beanie Babies through this fucking, one of the first sites. We know that CERN created the internet. And so if there's got to be some very intricate conspiracy with not only Furbies, which I think Furbies, that was some weird shit.
That was a psyop, dude.
I'm gonna probably look into like Furbies, which it sounds goofy, but you got Furbies, you got Beanie Babies, you got these plush toys that seem to have some sort of like, you know, you're taking adults and you're getting them obsessed with furry little toys and shit. It's weird. So there's got to be
Furbies could talk and shit. The Furbies would talk and could.
Yeah, they had built-in sensors and everything, and yeah, like right in their foreheads.
My kid had one. It would change personalities based on how you treated it. So it had like five different personalities, and if you held it upside down for a certain amount of time, it would completely change into like evil Beanie Baby or evil Furby, and it'd be like and like act crazy, and then you'd have to pet it and comfort it and feed it on time at certain intervals to make it go back to normal. But if you did other things, it went crazy and was like funny. There were five different settings. I just remember my daughter flipped out when it would change because she was little and didn't understand.
Why would you get a Furby when you can just have a kid? It's the same thing.
I know. It's my bad. It was
Christmas. Their demeanor changes.
Yeah, the Furby you could eventually just throw in the trash, you know? Yeah.
I mean, you can do that with kids.
My sister, we used to hide batteries and shit. There's no way she was getting at that thing.
Well, dude, I grew up in, when I was going through middle school, like when I first started taking home ec, that's when they were really introducing, in the early 2000s, they were introducing like the little robotic babies that you had to team up, like as a male, you had to team up with a female in your home ec class, and you had to like try and raise this baby. And like one of you would have to take this fucking thing home. But like the year before that, we were using an egg.
Like yeah, before that, it was like
I had an egg,
a bag of sugar or something.
Yeah, so right, bag of flour. That's what we had.
Yeah. Oh, that's so much easier than an egg. You had to have no cracks in your egg. It was a hard-boiled egg, but still.
Well, at least you can eat a bag of sugar.
Ryan, I feel like they were predictive programming you to live in like a split family. They're like, all right, team up with this bitch you don't know. You're gonna have a baby. One of you takes it home one day. Next day, you get it.
They have a custody battle.
I wonder if anybody actually, with the person they teamed up with, had an illegitimate child because of that.
Right?
I'd like to see the stats on that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what's goofy is that, like, you know, like I was teamed up with another white chick and we had an Asian baby. So I don't know what the fuck is going on with that, but it was weird, dude. It was like,
obviously, she cheated. Duh.
Yeah, it wasn't yours, bud.
And it must have been an Asian robot. So it was just weird because this thing had like mechanical parts. But no, I mean, like, it's just a weird, weird deal. And like I said, I took home ec 2 years. I had a damn egg, a hollowed out egg. You know what I mean? Like it didn't even have the fucking yolk in it or hard boiled or nothing. It was just hollowed out. Teacher signed it and then like gave it off. We put clothes on it and all kinds of bullshit. It was stupid. And then we took the baby, the mechanical baby. They must have gotten like a grant or something. And so they splurged on robotic babies. And, you know, 1 year was egg, next year's baby. So it's weird. Like, I wonder how that kind of stuff is being programmed now. Like, the two dudes can partner up or two chicks can partner up or whatever's going on. I mean, there's got to be some other.
That's exactly what's going on. A friend of mine's daughter had a situation like at high school. And that was a recommended extra credit program, you know, as she, I guess she's in honors and stuff. And yeah, there are several groups of kids that are teaming up with, you know, like genital individuals. This whole ambiguous, you know, androgynous thing, you know, I know there's a play at hand here, but I wonder about like the the intent with all of this? Like, is it all just to minimize or like slow down the reproductive rate of people? You know what I mean? Is that all of it, or is there something like darker?
Big part of it, Randy, for sure. Because if you look, what they're saying about what happened in 2020 and 2021 is that the birth rate went down significantly, and we're gonna feel that in, you know, 15 years. And they're saying it's not even, it may linger a little bit longer, but you know, when you have dips like this in the population, it's intentional, and it's going to have long lasting impacts down the road that we can't foresee right
now.
That
and the declining sperm count too. That's a fucking real thing that's been happening for like decades at this point. But if you look at a graph of the declining sperm count, dudes are just firing blanks all over the place now. So
it's because of tight pants, man. You know, if you wear tight enough pants, dude, you're not going to shoot anything anywhere.
Porn is so accessible now too. Like people are beating off, like even if they're not even horny. Like it's like almost a ritual to go and beat off. You know what I mean? For most people. So including myself. So it's just like a normal thing that you get up and you go and do it. You get it done. You get that out of the way. It's like, okay, beat off, brush the teeth, take the shower.
Go mow.
I think that the next thing, as far as like, you know, like you go boy, girl with a, you know, a robotic baby in home ec, then you can go boy or girl or whatever. I think that what it's going to be, dude, soon, is a group of people raises one baby. Like you got like 6 or 7 people raising a baby. That's a whole socialist idea where like the village raises the child. There's going to be.
Don't they call that a Mexican family? You should know, Ryan. You're from down there.
Well, there would actually be several kids with just, you know, one mother and several fathers. And that's what would be the Mexican family. But no, I'm talking about like the whole concept of the village raising the kid. You know what I mean? Like Hillary Clinton, wider than fucking cocaine. And she's talking about, you know, a village raises a child. So you're going to have multiple people, you know, a class of 30 kids is raising fucking 3 babies. You know what
I mean?
Well,
dude, that's the same thing as the BLM fucking mission statement. I just brought that up the other day. If you look at the mission statement of BLM, it says they interrupt or disrupt the nuclear family model brought by Western culture. It says that in their mission statement, like what the fuck. It said, we see it as more of a, I can't remember the exact words, like that, like a village, raises the kids, not a nuclear family.
But if you think about it, that's in all reality, that's the way it was intended, was, you know, that's why you know, kids can have kids as teenagers, and what it was back in the quote unquote village days, or how they did that was you would have your elders who would take care of the children while, you know, when you're our age, you're still working. You can still hunt. You can still go about and live your life. And the kids were raised by the elders. So they would get that sense of tradition, and they would get all of that elder knowledge into them. And the parents would then have to, you know, work on acquiring it themselves and be handed that. And then at which time they would be the elders and take care of the kids. I mean, in essence, it sounds like a great idea, but you get one whack set of elders and man, you got a messed up bunch of kids.
And what do we have now? A whack set of elders.
I think that's where
I was going to say, it's putting the boomers in charge.
Like the boomers. Can you imagine? Can you imagine our president raising our kids right now?
Oh, man.
No, that's not happening.
Snipping hair and
yeah. He said that's what he said. He said the other day that's how he got sick, was from kissing his grandson.
Ugh. On the lips.
Yeah, right. I mean that's what he said. Here? He said he was with his grandson who likes to kiss his pop.
Oh, no. He's standing upside down when he kisses him. Fucking gross, man. Yeah, that dude's a fucking pervert, man. It's gross. It's clear. I don't know. There's something gross about that motherfucker for sure. I think it's pretty clear, but
couple things.
The amount of videos that are out there, the amount of video compilations of him holding girls close who come up to him to greet him, sniffing their hair for a long time, like 20 minutes most at a time.
Most of which are prepubescent too. It's not like we're talking about women. Sure. We're talking about girls.
No, it's women and then girls. It's women, girls. It's all of them. He kind of smells them, dude. Holds them close, does something creepy, and then he gets elected president after all of these videos surface. Like,
because it's fake news.
Derp to derp.
Yo, what if this fucking this just came to me, like literally while you're talking about this, if the, you know how women are going through like early menopause right now and they're having very irregular periods because of this vaccine shit? What if it's going to give these girls, very, very young girls, periods very early on? You know what I mean?
They're going to get vaccinated at five. It's the opposite, they're saying. They're saying they're not getting their periods. That's what Malone was saying when he was on Rogan the other day. He was talking about that. And he was saying how women who are menopausal are now having their periods after the fact.
But what if it gives, if we're talking opposites, like 3-year-old girls their fucking periods, dude?
Then that will just be the new normal, everybody. And we'll all just have to get used to it. It's just like myocarditis in kids.
It's from all the energy drinks and climate change.
That's what I'm saying. It seems like these things are aging kids. You know what I mean? They're aging kids. They're making it seem like they have fucking high blood pressure. They're having heart attacks. These are old men, old women disorders. So what if, like, you know, this kind of stuff is going to happen in younger and younger kids, dude? Like, I don't know. I just thought about that.
This is that whole great reset, that's a good call, you know? Ryan. This is that great reset mentality where you have to separate the adults from the kids. And I think, you know, one of the ways of doing it is the jab. And if this thing hits like the SPARS document says it's going to, I think you're going to have quite a bit of orphans, you know, and gives them a chance to repopulate.
And we've talked about that before. Remember the orphan trains from the 1800s? Maybe that was the last one. And that's why there are so many fucking orphans, because they killed off everybody else. That's going.
Well, that's what Michelle says. Michelle says that between doing that, between wars and things like that. But the other big factor back then was that they introduced alcohol and they started having breweries. So a lot of parents just were drunks and they couldn't hold their kids. So that, you know, they would say, okay, we'll give you some money for your kid. Sure.
Yeah, and that explains the enormous fucking amount of extravagant asylums that were supposedly around.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, if you're going to dumb down asylums, orphanages, right? And the orphan trains. So all of which are for, you know, either A, mind, you know, controlling people or retraining. It's a great retraining ground.
I was going to just say, if you're going to dumb down the adults so much, then the kids over time, like if you've ever met like a dysfunctional family, those kids mature very quickly. And if you do that generationally, the adults are dumbed down as a generation. And then their offspring are going to grow up quicker and they're going to be more mature. And that, and like, if you keep tweaking with that, these kids that are fucking 6 years old are going to be more intelligent than their 40-year-old parents. You know what I mean? And then like that whole thing is flipped on its ass. It sounds goofy, but it seems like it's something that could potentially happen with the way that things are going.
It sounds like all the kids on Shameless, if you guys have ever seen that
show. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that show really dropped off after about the sixth season. It got real bad.
Yeah, the last one, the end season.
The last season was woke as fuck. I was so fucking pissed.
SJW to the max. I couldn't deal with it.
Oh my God.
The first like 5 seasons though are gold.
Yeah, they're good. They were real. That storyline got so just terrible, and then it got all woke and gay.
They had to make sure they did the mask thing.
But the premise though, like back to what Ryan was saying, is where the parents who were drug addicts and alcoholics, the kids figured it out. Like Fiona took care of that family and she raised them. And then even Liam at the end, when Fiona leaves and Lip is gone. Liam is like, what? I know he's like 12 or whatever in the last season, but he's like 6, 7, making his own cereal, doing his own laundry. He walks himself to school. He's like, I don't need a ride. I'm cool. Bye. He's like 6. But that's what they do. They survive.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what they did in the Opium Wars time back then. I mean, that was the whole purpose of the Rothschild's poison in the Chinese was they could dumb down the adults. That's going to hurt future generations too. But like you said, Jen, little do you know, that could build up the next generation to be even stronger. Cause it just pissed them off. Yeah.
It just depends on the person, on their will to survive.
And then look at that artwork at the fucking Denver airport. You got like this one, like Hitlerian figure with a bunch of kids of all different colors rising up. And they're like the new leaders are these children. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like Hitler Youth, man. They're doing this to all of our kids right now. They're dumbing us down, right? Like you're saying, they're cutting off that. They're making a bigger generation gap by slowing down, you know, procreation to a crawl, you know, over the next few years. So you're going to have this gap of like 15 or 20 years. That's if they reverse it, right? If they flip it back and allow people to procreate once again later on, then there'll just be this massive gap in age and therefore in mindset, you know, and in, I mean, kids are being raised by media right now. That's, I mean, look at the movie, The Cable Guy came out way too early in my opinion, because that's 100% spot on what's going on with people and has been maybe since that movie came out, at least, you know. I learned the facts of life from the facts of life, you know, like that's what a lot of us were kind of raised on was Pippi Longstockings and Alf and all this other kind of really out there, like, oh, this is how family should be, the Huxtables. You know, we all figured out where the Huxtables led Bill Cosby to. I mean, this is the sick, sad world we're digging into, or being not even digging into, trying to dig out of, I guess. But yeah, dude, that gap, you know, that 15-year gap where people aren't having kids, which could very well happen, will lead a situation like you're saying with the orphan trains. You got all these kids that are too mature for their britches, right? And all the parents are like, give me my my fixed income, you know what I mean? Or my universal basic income. Yeah. Give me that. And, you know, this VR hat can raise my kid for me, which is what they're going to start doing in these schools. They're going to have these VR headsets, put the kids in there and let them learn all day. Because think about how easy and how on board these teachers are going to be with that, especially with all the rabble rousers, you know, in school these days. You stick one of these things on a kid, they're dead quiet in that world all day long. They will stay in there all day long.
There won't even have to be teachers anymore after that, because they can program the teachers and the teachers will get fired and they will just change schooling to, you can homeschool because COVID's so dangerous. You can just put this, you have to put this VR headset on your child because we're going to test him later. And the teacher is inside there. There's no teacher.
And it's one neck hole away from being literally the Matrix.
Well, that gives us the AI. I was just, go ahead, Ryan.
Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, all these kids are all about coding and the parents are like, yeah, like get into video games, get into all this shit. I don't understand what they're doing, but as long as they're like, you know, learning something that's productive, we're talking coding, we're talking video games, we're talking metaverse. That's what's being pushed. And these kids know a lot more about phones and computers than their parents do. And they know about cryptocurrency and these stupid NFTs and all these goofy ass things, which actually seem like they have a fucking future, dude, honestly, because I honestly think that like the next crash that happens, whether it's like mortgage crash, auto crash, whether it's just a full out economic crash, the only thing that will actually be left once the internet is commoditized and once it's a utility, right? That's going to be the only job, is doing digital shit. Whether you're podcasting in the metaverse, whether you're selling art in the metaverse, building vehicles in the metaverse, that's the way that they're pushing it. It doesn't matter if you agree with it or not. Obviously, we don't have any control over what's really going on, but it seems like that is what's being pushed. Is this metaverse shit? And, you know, I don't know, dude. It just seems like kids know a lot more about that. You're talking Roblox, freaking all these
Minecraft.
Things.
I'm sure, like,
if anyone has young kids, they know what Roblox is. You know, I don't have kids. I just look into this shit. It's very fascinating, dude. And it's goofy as fuck to me, but it makes a lot of sense.
And what are two of the bigger movies that have been out lately? You got Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds, where he's an NPC, and then you got Ready Player One, where the
Matrix
in a VR world. And I mean, they're really pushing that metaverse. That's going to be a hard sell on their part coming up.
We have to teach them about the world around us, though. Like, look at the beauty in gardening or growing your own food or something, because what will become of the world around them when they're just so sucked into the metaverse that will just go to shit, just like in The Matrix or even Ready Player One, where they're stacked on top of each other, living like people, you know, in the poorest places ever in the world, because they don't care about the world around them. So they have to just think like,
though. You know what I mean? The idea of like of living in poverty is romanticized here in the United States, especially for wealthy middle class, unfortunately, white kids as a whole. White kids are being programmed the hardest, like they're being hit the heaviest with programming. And it's romanticized to live in poverty. So, I mean, like, I'm just saying this is what the agenda clearly is. And I mean, yeah, of course, it's great to get out with your kids in nature and to try and educate them, try to teach them how to, like, you know, raise chickens or grow vegetables. But there's clearly an agenda with some very people, like very, very powerful people with very, very deep pockets that are willing to go against everything that you feel that your moral compass should be telling you what to do. But then they're going the exact opposite direction.
I'm just saying, if enough people do that and go against that, though, and teach their kids about this, they'll have a harder time doing it, and it will take longer for their agenda to be accomplished. So I think everyone should do that with their children. It'll just make it harder for them. I mean, I'm not saying they won't win in the end. Who knows?
But what did you just say a few minutes ago, Jen? Parents don't parent anymore. You know, that's the problem. If a video can't teach their kid to do it, they can't. A lot of parents are useless too. You know, that's one of the things I've found over time is there are so many people out there that I don't know how they've made it through this far. They've acquired zero life skills along the way.
Well, how many people don't know how to change a damn tire or change their oil in their damn cars, dude? Well,
that's like, what I'm saying. Like simple things. Like little things like that were common knowledge before are now obsolete. I mean, there's people that don't cook anymore. They just order out every night. Like they don't know how to cook.
Grubhub, we're talking HelloFresh, all these fucking meals where it's like you get the ingredients pre-measured. So you don't got to do any thinking, motherfucker. You can just throw this stuff in a pan, follow these instructions. It's more programming. It's more crazy shit, dude. And it all lines up to saying, hey, no thought is required. The government, Big Daddy government, can do everything for you. Just fall in line, get the vaccines, get free basic income, all this shit, and then you're good to go, dude. Like, I understand, like, the power of positive thought, but, dude, that hasn't gotten us anywhere up to this point. I'm being honest about it, dude.
Yeah.
You're 100% about the HelloFresh stuff coming out is ridiculous. They give you stuff you can buy at the grocery store yourself, look up a general recipe, and fucking make.
No.
You have to do it all anyway.
The best part, though, is that
buying those, though.
The HelloFresh shit.
It's so stupid.
All the recipes they send out in their boxes and any other meal box shit, they have the recipes for that on their site. You can literally look at whatever your box would be that month and go down to the store and buy that shit and for half the price and go fucking make it yourself.
The thing is, though, dude, like if you're buying, like, because they have all the shit pre-measured, if you're having one meal and you're trying to buy all those ingredients, you're buying this shit, like you're, instead of buying like the pre-measured amount of cilantro that you need for your salsa, you're buying a whole bushel of cilantro. You know what I mean? Like it's all pre-weighted out and it's ready to go. It's very easy. And like we're saying, people are lazy, dude. I'm not saying like anyone here is lazy, but as a whole.
Yeah. And think about it, Ryan. I mean, that's a great way to roll out a UBI of everything, right? Mm-hmm. Your family is allotted X amount of meals. Yep. Here's your meals. Exactly. You'll get them in the mail. You won't have to go to the store anymore. You know, it's all like queuing into that metaverse where you're basically in your, wherever your dwelling is, you know, it's probably going to be a smart tower of some sort. And, you know, everything's delivered to you. And that's, I heard.
Yeah, you can just order it on your phone. You can just put on your headset, be in the metaverse, and it all just comes to your door. And then when you have to charge your headset, you can just go pick it up and then throw it in the oven and then go back to your headset.
So you don't got to even do any of that shit. You just think that you want something and it's already bought for you. You think I want some Chipotle, and Chipotle is at your door fucking 30 seconds later. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Like,
it's crazy.
Yeah, that's the upside of nanoparticles, man. They can read into it. You know, they can track you. If they put, all right, they've already put heavy metals in everything, you know, everything, the air, the water, so on and so forth. And so now it's like, all right, we need to put out some heavier metals, you know, so we can really read these people's brain waves. You know, we're picking up little tidbits here and there from social media, but wouldn't it be great if we can put these saddle loons overhead and just pick up what everybody's thinking and have them, you know, energize themselves by wearing all this electronic crap or, you know, having this headset on right next to your head.
You got LED screens. You think that that's not irradiating your skull? You know, and if you've got all this nanoparticle graphene, whatever, going through your blood, dude, they're, everything's right there for them to read your mind. 100%. You know, that, why else do you need a screen that close to your head? It's still 2D. You know what I mean? It's honestly, like, it's nauseating to me. If you ever put one of those things on, they're pretty crazy. It's honestly, it's pretty cool, man. If I was a lot younger and didn't know all the crazy crap that I think I know, at least anymore, I would dive headlong into this. And, you know, like Jen was saying, this is going to become like the normal reality for a lot of these kids. And then that leads to like the separation of generations. You know, you have a down generation where people don't procreate to such an extent, then you're going to have this gap, and all these people at the bottom end of the gap, all the kids are going to be servants of this virtual world. And so they're just tearing the generations apart. They've already torn families apart. You know, they've already torn communities apart. Now what else can we do? We've got everybody 6 feet apart, like physically apart. So let's break every system and family paradigm possible. And I don't know. I feel like that ties into whole breaking people away from the concept of divine or God or spirituality. So, you know, that I think is like the end result. You know, when you break people away from each other, from family, from friends, from 3D society, we'll say, and you put everything into a nice little neat, instead of a cube, it's now in a box, you know? And wow. So it's so much easier to control these two dimensions for them than it is to control, you know, this depth of things like emotion, family, spirituality. That's that third dimensional side of it. You know what I mean? Those concepts. So they're just like, how do we shrink this box down and make it to where our AIs and our algorithms can compute more effectively and aren't coming up with clown world crap all day? You know, we want people to buy the stuff that we're selling, not, you know, fight against it. And that's where like diving all everybody into that 2D world comes into play. It's like, if everybody's living in 2D world, it is clown world by definition. So everyone's cool with that. You know, let me put this headset on and go to clown world.
Well, and it's like you guys were talking about, Randy and Adam, when you were on Adam's show, was,
I was on his show.
Yeah. You guys were talking about, Adam, how you know, basically are building the smart cities, right? You're putting the elevators in for all these big buildings where they just want to stack people in there. And, yeah. And that's
it's mostly little buildings. It's mostly 4 or 5 story, 3 story condo buildings with, and they're all the same. They're all live/retail. So they'll be, the bottom floor will be all retail, and then just studio condos on top of it.
This is all new construction?
Yep. That's all there is. That's all I did when I lived in, I built high rises when I lived in San Francisco, but now in Portland, I just build condos. They're just wrecking these beautiful old neighborhoods in Portland and putting up condos. My wife works in Southeast Portland, and there's like just like a massive fire that'll take out like a whole block of old houses like once a month out there.
Conveniently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
because of the weather, obviously.
Yeah. It's gonna be like you don't have to leave. And even if you did want to leave to go to the store, you just go to the bottom story of the apartment complex. Because you probably can't aren't allowed to go to a separate one because you're, you know.
Yeah, it's outside your zone.
Yeah.
Well, dude, to me, one of the weirdest things, and I don't know if you're going to end up ever having to install these, is the smart toilets. It sounds, like I said, it's one of those funny concepts, but the smart toilets.
Sounds cool, actually.
Do you think so? I mean, it reads your shit. It reads your fecal matter, and it tells you like what you're lacking and what you need versus like what you have too much of. But it's not going to have anything to do with like, oh, you're short magnesium. Or you're
cockroach heavy. You need more cricket paste.
They're like, sorry, your carbs are way too low and your water is way too high. Stop being so fucking healthy.
Mine would I don't remember eating corn.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying like so it's going to be tied in with your bank and the banking stuff. I think Matt, if I'm not mistaken, was the one that showed me about Yodlee. I think, was that you, yeah. Matt? So Yodlee is already tracking everything that you spend your money on. If you're using major banks, there's like 146 financial institutions that are tied in with Yodlee. So what's going to happen is like you take a shit or you take a piss and the smart toilet reads it. And then it says like, you can't go and eat at these restaurants. So you have like selected restaurants that you can eat at or selected foods that you can buy at grocery store.
You've this had is too Black much meat for the week.
Yeah.
Reminds me of The Island. Have you guys seen the movie The Island? When they monitor their blood because they're clones and they have organs that need... Well, okay, I'm spoiling it for literally anyone who hasn't seen that movie. Yeah. But anyway, they're all clones. And so they're being monitored and they live in this little world and they're waiting for their lotto ticket to go to the island. You guys should definitely watch this movie if you haven't seen it.
It's good. It's very good.
It's one of my island, favorites
not
of all
the one
time.
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
That's no. Shutter Island.
Yeah,
no, he's in also that. Another one called The Island, isn't he? Where
the beach.
Scarlett Johansson. Oh, that's the beach.
Yeah,
Ewan McGregor, beach.
That was maybe? Pretty wild too. Yeah, Ewan McGregor.
But he can't eat bacon because his I don't know whatever is too high or his Jewish. Cholesterol. And he no, it's not.
Not Jewish nope. People can't eat bacon.
But his clone needs like a liver transplant or whatever. But he can't eat bacon, so they monitor what you can eat. They just like take their blood every day and tell them what they can and can't eat. It's kind of weird because it seems like we live in a world like that.
I wouldn't worry about, spoiler alerts for that movie. If you haven't seen it at this point,
fuck off.
Everyone should see that movie. It's amazing. Could happen. Right
hey,
now.
Have, so my wife is still friends with like a bunch of people from the old times, from when we lived in San Francisco and stuff. And she's telling me about all these left-wing like memes, even though the left can't meme, but
they can meme. They just do it poorly.
Yeah, demonizing. They're like mad at the CDC, and demonizing, like saying the CDC is relaxing the COVID restrictions because of big business, and they're demonizing capitalism. Have any of you guys have seen this stuff?
Thank no. God I don't live in California.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you, Matt.
That's crazy,
yeah, so
though.
So they're mad.
Jesus is just as bad.
But I think it's this big. And then she's also saying that people are like putting up memes that are like saying like 2022 should be the year of relaxation and recovery to get out of, to recover from the mess that we've been in. And it's like encouraging people not to work. And it's crazy, man. So they're really putting it out there. And I think it's for all this. All the UBI stuff, and now as soon as they get people hooked on the UBI, that's when everything that we've just been talking about is gonna be really easy to get in to go into play.
Think about the idea of defunding the police, right? I mean, when that is the most fundamental aspect of capitalism in a way that I think is very, very, it's underreported how anti-capitalist defunding police is, not just because they need to be paid. Right. But getting rid of police or dismantling police departments. If you have private businesses or you have businesses in general, even if it's Walmart or Target, mega businesses, corporations, people don't want shit stolen from their businesses. But if government is the only entity that can carry out business, there's no need for police because then it will just be government that's carrying out business and also enforcing penalties. So there's no reason for private businesses or there's no reason to really try and aspire to anything. If there's no such thing as law, there's no such thing as police. There's just like this fundamental set of rules. They don't even want to call them laws because that's offensive. That
sounds like Demolition Man, Ryan.
It sounds like communism.
Now they call them mandates.
Well, yeah, now Starbucks is leaning hard into this thing with anybody working for Starbucks has to be jabbed, period. I guess this is their their company mandate. You know what I mean? Is you cannot work for them unless you're jabbed up.
Well, so they're
unfortunately most of the employees can get another fucking job because they're baristas.
They're the first company to lean into that all the way. I know
they're taking the steps to help monetize like caffeine. A lot of Americans, they need their caffeine in the morning to get to their jobs. And like, that's gonna, subliminally, I think that that is like, you know, low key telling people like, hey, dude, like work isn't worth it. It's not worth getting up early in the morning. You don't need to get your Starbucks. You don't need to get your caffeine in you and all this shit. But Matt, what were you saying about like that's about Demolition Man?
Oh, no, that sounds just like Demolition Man. I mean, everybody lives by a code. You can't curse. You know, you just you live in a it's that futuristic terror world where everything's perfect and neat. And, you know, you got to wipe with three shells. I still haven't figured that out.
There's no crime, but there's no freedom either. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
How boring would it be to leave your house if there wasn't like a little bit of risk that you might get in a car accident or you might fucking have some argument or you might, something might happen. If that idea of risk is eliminated, there's no reason to even leave because you can get the same experience in your own home as you could if you left your house. So there's no fucking reason to leave.
Especially if there's a metaverse, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's crazy.
We've told it on the show, but I won an Oculus at a Christmas party and I get where they're coming from. I do. I put it on and I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking a new level of video games. But as soon as I'm in for like 5 minutes, I have this automatic like shut off where I'm like, I can't do this. Like I'm in my kitchen right now. Like I have actual things I could do. This is ridiculous. But that could be my old man talking too. My kid can be out there for fucking hours watching YouTube on an Oculus. I'm like, dude, you have a TV in your room. Go fucking watch YouTube on there.
Yeah, but you can watch it 360. You can turn it on so you can see it all around you. So why wouldn't he want to watch it like that?
Right.
So
that's why I get the allure of it.
Came out from a show one day and his kid was sitting on the kitchen floor with the Oculus on. And I was like, what are you doing? What game are you playing? And he's like, I'm just watching YouTube. And I was like, you're done.
Take dude. It off.
You're done. No, get that off now. Hurry.
Ridiculous.
Don't let them discover get better VR too. Porn because that is a another level.
Tell
it's
us,
like
Ryan.
You're literally sitting there engaging in the acts. It's insane.
But it's your hand instead.
But you're looking around and it's like if you're in like a multi-person situation, it's very interesting. You can look all around and you're like, whoa, what's going on? It's weird, but it's cool. You know,
yeah,
that's the one use I think that's actually practical is something like that.
We did it with skiing, but I mean, I can see how that would be applied to porn too. Whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, it's just a different type of skiing.
Yeah, skiing, you're just using two joysticks.
Yeah,
isn't that the pterodactyl?
Yeah,
there's all kinds of things you can do. Yeah, no, it is insane. There's something that's wrong with that shit, though. It seems fun, seems cool. Kids love it. But you know, we know kids, their brains aren't evolved. You know, we shouldn't be targeting kids with any of this kind of shit.
Well, they're just looking for those dopamine hits, you know, they're not any different than us.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. And it seems like they're getting smarter than adults. So,
Yeah, they need more containment. I laugh because even my kid who, you know, I'm not claiming to have any genius or anything, but he's like a little sponge. I mean, this dude, he just started watching, what is it, WWE a couple months ago, like 2-3 months ago. And he's telling my old man stuff. My old man's been watching it for 50 years. And he's teaching my old man stuff that he's learned in the last 3 months, you know, just spitting out facts and, you know, all these different things. And you're like, how do you learn that? And he's like, oh, I watch YouTube videos. It's like, holy shit, man, because I know he's not reading books. He doesn't have any books to read on it. I'm like, where do you get all this? But man, and they know how to find it too. That's the thing. They get in a groove and they get stuck on something and they'll just ride that wave.
Well, dude, check this out, man. Like me and my dad, we had to change out my brakes and my A-arms on my Nissan Titan. And I have a manual in my glove box, but you know how much fucking easier it is to watch a YouTube video to instruct you how to do that? You know what I mean? And even for my dad, that's 50 something years old. You know, he's like, yeah, I watched the YouTube video. It's pretty easy. And he's like, he sent me the video and then I watched it. And so we had an idea of what to do. You know what I mean? The visual component and the monetization that people can benefit from as creators from teaching other people how to do it, describing it actively. There's something that's very addictive with just description. You can be watching Call of Duty. There was a great South Park episode about this. You could be watching Call of Duty or playing Call of Duty. But like, if you're watching someone describe what they're doing while they're playing Call of Duty, it's super fucking fun to watch. That's why PewDiePie has like one of the biggest fucking channels, dude. And it's the dumbest shit ever. It's just something that there's something that's programmed in our brains that makes us really enjoy the idea of, okay, I'm about to shoot someone in the head. Boom. You know what I mean? It's goofy, dude, but there's something deep, deep down in us that
like, well, it's like that. It's that voyeurism, you know, where you can watch, but there's no risk, you know, you can see how other people live, kind of live vicariously through them. You know, I know I'm guilty. I've done it. I've sat there and watched a guy play Call of Duty. And then I, you know, after you catch yourself, you're like, what the fuck are you doing? You're sitting here watching another person play a video game. And then it hits and you're like, wow, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, it's weird. But
there's people that do it for a living. You know, good for them.
Dude, a lot of these kids on YouTube are making bank, dude. These kids are rich. They're balling. And all they're doing is playing video games and describing the games. My son's watching one right now. He's watching dude play Minecraft. And it's like, how is that, you know, more entertaining than actually playing Minecraft? But it is. It's more.
Oh, to them, yeah. You don't have to do it.
It's a social atmosphere because, you know, you're plugged into somebody else's thoughts. So it's, yeah. And then take away every real person in your life and make it to where kids can only interact like this through putting out their own videos, monetizing their own stuff. And you know what I mean? Showing other people things without being there, without actually showing them. And that's probably why the big censorship movement, you know what I mean? With YouTube, like why there's I won't say there's no flat earth videos and stuff anymore, because there are, but they're pretty specific. They're pretty out there. The ones that are on there, or they're really, you know, cut and dry, like controlled opposition type things. But you got to go to like Odyssey and other things to dig into like the political side of it, the spiritual side, you know, all the real deep aspects of it. But you can find a few things on YouTube. And yeah, man, once you watch that video and you click that like button and you find all these other videos that are similar, dude, it's a cycle. It's its own type of rabbit hole. You know, they're specifying rabbit holes to fit their needs instead of like we used to do, going down our own. You know, these are self-fulfilling rabbit holes that they've got in these all these systems.
So, right. They're literally digging the rabbit hole for you now.
Well, because they monitor what you're searching. So they can be like, don't you want to search this next? Instead of you thinking in your own head, well, I guess I have to read this book next because this book referenced this book.
Well, you know who started that idea of getting inside other people's thoughts and like trying to experience life through someone else's eyes is Mark Burnett. I mean, like, this, if I'm not mistaken, this is the dude that created Survivor. You know what I mean? Like, these are the shows that really got people being like, oh, shit, what if I was in this position? And then you have like the little confessionals. You got Jersey Shore. You got the Kardashians.
About the Real World was the original, man.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Survivor was MTV before that, right?
Real World was the early first. 90s.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. Survivor was, late 90s. So yeah. Okay. But yeah, dude, I think Mark Burnett might have created the Real World too, if I'm not mistaken. Because I think that he created the Real World, if I'm remembering this right. He created the Real World, and then I heard some comedian talking about, like, what if we took the Real World and we made them have to fucking fight for survival? You know what I mean? It's like some crazy concept where it's like, take these people that have their own, like, little internal fights and their own internal dialogues and put them out on a fucking island. You know what I mean? Again, that's Mark Burnett. I don't know if he created both. I know he had something to do with Survivor. But, yeah, dude, it's these ideas where it's just like, dude, like, you know, let's get the thoughts of these people in these everyday situations, doing these everyday tasks, and just see how they react to it. So there's something.
But it's all fake, though. All of those, they're reality stars. There are reality stars that have managers. They're not really people.
Yeah, they get paid to make it.
The fakest world ever.
Yeah, they get paid to make it seem like it's authentic. They don't get paid because they're entertaining. Nothing's fucking enthralling about Snooki. It's like watching a train wreck. You know what I mean? So you're watching this shit and you're like, damn, dude, I'm glad that my life's not like that. And that gives the viewer some other sort of like
some satisfaction,
validation. Yeah, it makes them feel like at least my life isn't that. But it's like, dude, she's making a lot of money for just acting like a piece of shit. You know what I mean? and you're waking
a lot of people are so invested. They're like, what's going to happen next in this shitty life? Can you?
Because their lives are shitty as fuck. You know what I mean?
Gym tan laundry. Gym tan laundry, guys.
Exactly. How boring is gymming, tanning, and laundrying? But it's more entertaining than most fucking people's lives. Most people.
I guess
lives.
That's a New Jersey thing. Who knows?
Gym tan laundry. I guess we'll do that tomorrow. We should try it.
I'm going
to
work
We'll
tomorrow.
See how cool it is. It we'll sucks, go to the gym dude. First, then tan, then do laundry, then go to work.
Yeah.
We'll add work in.
Sounds great.
It's the fall of an empire, guys. You're watching it right now.
It is. The death.
Yeah, they say the same thing happened to Rome. You know, everyone got androgynous, started, you know, banging all sorts of different groups of people. And then,
you know, young.
Yeah, and it ended all Greece. Just. But did it really fall apart, though? Did Rome really fall apart? Or are we just living in the new version of it, man?
Was there really a Rome?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the other side of it. Was there even a Rome?
They say Atlantis fell because they started fucking dinosaurs. We don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we're in the fourth iteration of Atlantis, and it went from that to Egypt to Rome to whatever the fuck it is now.
Now we have legitimate Fauci, lizard
Fauci
people.
Fauci fucked a fucking pangolin, man.
Well, if you have people fucking dinosaurs, you get kids like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Donald Trump and people like that. So, I mean, like,
it checks out
to the reptilian theory and shit. So,
yep.
Dude, that was pretty crazy on your podcast, Ryan. The dude was saying how he thinks Trump's a woman.
Yeah, I never heard that before.
I was like, wow, I never heard that one before. I've heard a lot about Trump. I never heard he was a woman.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. What would her name be? Donald.
Donna. Donna Trump.
I guess, yeah.
Donna. Yeah.
Donka.
Yeah.
Donka.
The Tonka.
Donka. Donka.
Donka. Yeah. That, well, if it is Russian, isn't that Donka? Donka? No, that's something.
That's different. German.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's thank you, isn't it? Donka.
That's from Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, dude. Crazy, man. There's all kinds of theories out there. So who knows?
Well, that's one of the wilder ones. And I've heard a lot of people talking about it lately is the inversion. Right. The whole lot of men that are women, a lot of women that are men. I mean, there's some people that say everything is a chick or everything is a dude.
Is a dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of that lately. A lot of it. Like Megan Fox. I always knew that this chick's thumbs were just weird. It was a deal breaker for me. The first time I ever saw this chick's hands. And I was like, no, that's not right. That's not right. There's something screaming strange to me. It looks like a big toe. That ain't right. You know, and then come to find out people are leaning into this thought of Megan Fox is a dude, just like Michelle Obama. And
my
just
name
like
would be Raylene.
Jennifer Lopez, supposedly. Like there are videos you can see her dick swinging around in her pants. I'm like, oh, wow.
So Machine Gun Kelly is definitely a chick because he wears pink to all of the shows.
Well, Michelle Obama is definitely a dude because of the
penis.
Yeah. I mean, she's a dude. Yeah.
What would everyone's name be if they were the opposite sex? I think I'm Raylene. I'm gonna go with that for sure.
I'd be Josephine. That's boring.
Josephine.
I just put an I at the end of my name instead of a Y.
May.
So I'd have to do. You gotta be like Randy.
You couldn't do it.
Landy. I don't know. Matt, what would you be? I think maybe
Maria.
I don't know, like May or.
May, Mabel. Yeah, I know. I always propose meme when I try and spell Matt with one T and it says May. Maddie. Dude, that's a fucking conspiracy right there. Matt's a chick.
Matt,
yeah, Matt. Dude, I always get that every time I put my name in. It always autocorrects to May.
That's it your name. That's the your AI female knows. Name.
See my Adam's apple.
Yeah, May. Yeah. We see it.
You dirty whore. Adam would be. Adele.
In the chat, Alvarez says Meg from Married with Children.
Meg.
That's
Meg.
You,
Meg. Or Meg from Family Guy.
There you go.
Shut up, Meg.
Meg from Family Guy is definitely a dude.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Yeah. No, her name is Ron, though, when she's a tranny, remember?
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Ron.
Yeah.
She's got the tribal tattoos and shit.
Yeah. And my name is Ron.
Yeah. It's ma'am.
There we go. And Jen would be
James.
I should be Joe. I think that would be funny.
And I'll be
Joe. No, just John. Maybe John, J-O-N, like Jonathan. It's Jennifer.
Jan, like a Russian dude. Jan.
Jan, yes. My name is Jan. Or Juan, like a Mexican dude.
In Soviet Russia, Jan does Joe.
There you go. Now we've completely conformed. So there we go.
At least we've got a plan moving forward, guys.
For sure. You know? We have a plan to least tell them, like, no, we got this, guys. We got this. Don't kill us. We know what we are. We're the opposites. Move along.
Take it from
Maybe
Raylene
that's the secret.
Here.
Maybe that's the secret.
Take it from blend Raylene. In, right?
Yeah. There you go.
I think that was a big saying in the 90s, Ryan.
What?
Take it from Raylene.
She was a great porn star.
She was a big porn star in the 90s.
She's
yeah.
great. Yeah, big fan. Big fan of her work.
We yeah. actually, funny story about her. When we were down in your neck of the woods, I was down in right outside of Phoenix for a baseball tournament probably about almost 20 years ago now. And we had a poster of her was our mascot in the dugout. Of Raylene, it was like, oh man, we got some looks from some people as they passed the dugout.
How do you spell this? I want to look at this.
R A Y. I know.
L U N E.
R A Y L E N E. And you know, there's this really funny video where she's giving like a blowjob instruction, and she's talking like, teach you how to do a really classy blowjob, and then it cuts to a bird. And it's like a bird, a baby bird, and this guy's putting his finger in the baby bird's mouth, and the baby bird's just fucking going like that. It's so funny, dude. Yeah, type in like Raylene bird joke blowjob or some shit. It's so fucking good.
Raylene is very beautiful in real life, but let me check out the bird blowjob.
Well, maybe 30 years ago.
Yeah, she probably looks like her tits probably look like two eggs hanging on nails right
yeah
now.
It's not much tread on the tires these days.
My
from a hot dog down a hallway, dude.
My searches make me feel like a piece of shit. It's like Raylene blowjob search, Raylene blowjob. It's like all up and down. I'm like, oh,
Raylene,
sorry, Raylene bird blowjob joke, maybe if I had joke.
Yeah, maybe put a filter on. That's like some darknet shit. You gotta be-
It is. Yeah. Pretty sure I'm gonna get a virus, but I'm gonna check it out.
You have to use the dot onion for that
on Instagram. So I would just be careful.
Oh yeah, that's true. I think that was just OnlyFans, right?
No, it was Instagram.
Instagram.
I don't pay for that shit. It's so much free stuff out there. So much great content.
Content creators.
Hey, they were the original content creators, dude.
They're the reason Blu-rays took off, and the internet, for that matter.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll tell you right now, dude, if I had a vagina, I would not be podcasting. I would absolutely be insanely rich.
He'd be sticking a toilet plunger to the wall and fucking himself on camera. Just
I would be doing you fucking you. I'll set up a thing. I'll spin a wheel. You throw darts at a damn. You know, tell me what to do. I'll do it, dude. Because for some reason, there's a lot of sick dudes out there, and I would do it. So like any chick that's broke, maybe just sell your soul a little bit. It's not a big deal. You'll get over.
There's chicks that make a living just showing their feet.
Yeah, exactly. There was this girl that I saw that was a gamer chick. I think that her name is actually Gamer Girl. And she was selling, like, she would chew up bubble gum and put it in a jar and sell it to people for $1,000. She said there was, like, three of these. And she sold three for $1,000. She would take bath water, sell it for $400. What else would she do? She did quite a few things where it's just, like, goofy shit. Selling her panties. You know what I mean? Like if you build, like you could start a podcast as like a wealthy or not, I'm sorry, a good looking girl and just be like, hey, you know, I did this podcast, but now I'm selling my gum. You know what I mean? It's weird. You can do weird shit when you're like a decent looking female. So
fucking weird.
I watched one of those documentaries on Netflix about OnlyFans and it had like the most disgusting fucking fat girl I've ever seen in my life on there. And she was making like 80 grand a month.
Dude, people love that shit, man.
Dude,
people
I would want to see that myself.
I mean, she wasn't like a morbidly obese. She was just like an ugly fat girl.
Well, what about the morbidly obese ones that people pay to watch them eat?
Yeah, I mean, at least they've got something special. Like, this girl was just a normal fucking fat girl.
Well, that's the thing, man, is that when porn is so accessible and, like, you can see whatever you want to see, a lot of people that actually want to pay for it want to see, like, chicks that they connect with on, like, a mental level just vacuuming or doing dishes or, like, not even necessarily showing their bodies, but just feeling like they have some connection with somebody doing normal shit. It's or fucking insane.
That is their fucking sad, dude.
It is very sad. And I'm one of them. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's very weird to think about people that actually just want like some sort of human connection. I think that's why podcasts blew up. I think that's why a lot of things blew up is because, like, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily know how to have friends, but they want to talk with other people about the shit that the podcast that they enjoy listening to actually talk about. So they feel like they're engaging in a conversation. Maybe they're in their car or they're in their home and they're actually like commenting on what you're saying in the podcast. You know what I mean? Like they just want to feel like they're engaging with somebody.
Well, I think you should just have a call in at that point. Just be like, all right, callers, call in and we'll talk to you because we care.
People are scared. No,
you don't have to be fucking weird. You could just call in.
No, that makes way more sense with the trolls, though, because they'll pipe in keyboard warrior style on the chat and be like, I don't like this. And then they can piece the fuck out.
Yeah, but those are people to just ignore. Those aren't people to entertain.
Yeah, they're not actually real people.
I'm talking about the people who want.
Well, those are the people that are watching girls just do dishes and paying for the content of that. You know what I mean? They're the people that like you think would want to actually have a conversation with you and maybe like debate about what you're talking about. But then once you actually ask them to, they're like, no, dude, I don't want to actually talk about this. I'm just fucking, I'm bored. And so I'm just giving you shit. You know what I mean? Like it's.
Here's my feet.
Yeah, no, I've seen that too. We've now definitely dealt with that on our channel. Yeah. I'll start. All right, I guess I'm gonna buy a giant pack of gum tomorrow and see where it goes.
Yeah,
try it out. Live on Rockfin. See what happens.
Gum Tuesdays live on rockfin.com/legitbat. Thank you.
There you go.
It goes in my mouth, then my vagina.
You can do whatever you want. I'm not gonna be a part of this. Make your money.
Gotta make this it weird.
What's the going on, Jen?
Jen, you could charge extra for bubbles.
Oh yeah, there's a bubble made with a fart, and that's $1,000.
Yeah,
you could do that.
If it's popped by the time it gets to you, not my fault. Not my fault.
Yeah, it's like the smell will still be there.
If it falls before it hits the table, then it's garbage. Mm-hmm.
There's no insurance on these fart bubbles. Sorry.
Fuck that.
Jen's fart bubble gum will sound like.
Yes, I hope it does. I hope it sounds like that for every envelope opened.
No, you know what? You take a condom, you fart in the condom. That's not going to pop, and you just leave it there.
Yeah, they're never known to break ever.
Yeah, they never leak.
Yeah,
or you could do a Pringles can.
Yeah. Good idea, Adam. This went weird.
With
really
a gum
fast.
Seal around it. Yeah,
yeah.
There you go. Pre-chewed gum possibilities. Seal. A lot of opportunities for people that want to create their own content. Chew some gum. Rub it in your
don't
butt.
Don't say we never gave you any business tips because we've just given you a full slew of them the last 10 minutes.
You can literally do whatever you want.
Gary V type show. This should be called Monday Night Business Tips.
Yeah, entrepreneurs. As long as you're alive and you've got a warm butthole, you're never completely broke, you know?
Use a little product, get it moist. You're ready to rock. That's good.
Oh, yeah, bust out that lawnmower, right?
There's somebody for everybody.
Yeah, dude. You know? Yeah. Shave that absolutely. Shit up. Hey, pubic hair sells. I mean, there's a lot of things that sell. So, think about
things.
Those are my parting words here.
Or
think
don't.
About it.
I don't know.
Yeah, think about it. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, why don't you kick it off? I think that's a good spot to wrap it. Why don't you pass on your info?
That should be the title of the episode. Think about it. You can find me, Dangerous World Podcast, on Patreon. Everywhere podcasts are played, man. And anyone that has questions, you know, I jumped in a little late here. Anyone has questions about what's going on, feel free to ask me, man. You know, there's some shady shit going around. And no one's really asked my side. I shared my story and, no one's asking me, but I got a couple apologies. I will say this. Mark apologized to me already, and he won't do it publicly, but I'll show his text messages. That dude's a bitch. I'm sorry to say that here, but I'm very, very frustrated. I guess there were some people talking on your guys' Telegram, Legit Bet, and I would have appreciated being let known that that was going on, but it's all good.
Well, actually, we were pretty pissed that it was happening, that people decided to use our platform to issue their grievances. Like, that wasn't really the place for it. It was for someone.
Sure, sure. It just would have been cool to at least, like, have gotten a text, you know, from friends and so on. But it's all good. Dude,
like, we weren't paying attention. Air. We can talk off air, but that shit's not for our Telegram channel. So if anyone wants to bring that shit to our Telegram, nah, we don't do drama. So stay away.
Yeah, I understand. But, yeah, no, it just would have been cool to get a text or some kind of information. But it's fine. Yeah, we can talk about it later. A lot of shitty stuff going on with that. But it's all good, dude. Like, thanks to the four or five people that subscribed to the Patreon since, Mark and Sam and these people are telling me that, I'm done. I'm done in the podcast world and shit like that. But, I found out who, real friends are and things like that. I appreciate everything going on, dude. This is always fun, the Monday night chats. And dude, always a blast, Matt. Thank you.
Pass.
Yeah. Randy, what do you got for us?
Oh man, well I got my podcast, Red Thread Podcast. So far it's just on Spotify. I put it on Podcast Addict though. So, it should be a little bit more accessible to people that want to kind of go a different less conspicuous route. But yeah, it's on Spotify, Podbean, Podcast Addict. And you can reach me on Instagram at Random Fracts. And anybody ever has any info or just wants to shoot the breeze, I'm always open for that. Just love having discussions with everybody, getting back out into the world after secluding myself like a recluse for so many years. And it's got to start somewhere, and this is it for me. So it's good stuff. Thanks, Matt, for having me on, and everyone else.
Dude, I love the work you're doing, man. Keep it up. I heard you back when you did your show with Mark, and I tried getting in touch with you then, but I couldn't understand your email that you left on the thing. And I finally got in touch with you like a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, man, I've been trying to get with you for a couple months now.
Right on. So, yeah, that was cool to pop on his show. But yeah, he kind of stopped responding to my crazy ass a while back. So
well, don't worry, you got a spot over here because I love the crazy shit, man. The crazier right the on, better. That's right where I'm on. Going.
That's what's up. Yeah. He told me one time he's like you gotta structure it a little better, dial it in, and I was like, all right.
Nope, do your thing, man.
Here I am. Everybody does their own. This is my structure, bro.
Yep.
You're looking at it. As long as I'm smiling, that's structure enough for me, dude.
Nice. Well, thanks for joining, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Adam, thanks for joining, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Deborah Gets Red-Pilled, wherever you can find podcasts, and we're on YouTube. And we're on Alt Media United now, too, so. just to keep that drama going, but yeah,
that's a click through site. Just so you know, they're getting paid. That's what I think, at least. But it's fine. Getting paid every time that they click on your site.
Adam, you got some good stuff coming up this month, right? I heard you're doing some Tartaria stuff.
Yeah, we're hitting it hard this month, and then we're gonna kind of put it to bed for a little bit. So. I think we got Michelle Gibson next week. We got Old Scary World coming up, and then we got this crazy tattoo artist guy, Watson Atkinson, coming on at the end of the month. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm looking forward to those. Those will be good ones.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming, Adam. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And our hostess, thank you guys. I appreciate you doing this for me.
Oh, is that us?
No, the other hosts.
Oh, right. You said the hostess.
No, thank you so much. Well, coming
Jen,
soon from
yes.
Legit Bet.
You can speak too, Joe.
Fart bubblegum in envelopes. That's coming up. Hey.
Maybe in Pringles cans.
Yeah, Pringles cans. That was from Adam. Everyone, think about what you could do.
Adam gets 5% of any Pringle can sold.
For sure.
Yeah, I'll run it as a click-through site, I guess. So,
as far as finding us, just put it in the Google box, Legit Bat Podcast. Everything will pop up. I know I say that, and it's kind of like a call it or phone it in thing, but it literally happens. So just do that.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Yeah.
No. Do it yourself.
Excellent. Well, thank you, guys. As always,
thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks, it was so fun.
Yeah, and you can find my stuff on the Great Deception Podcast on Instagram, Great Deception Podcast. What's left on YouTube, Great Deception Podcast, BitChute, Odyssey, whatever's out there is out there. You can find me. Same thing as Joe. Just Google Great Deception Podcast, and if you find me, great. If not, hit me up on Instagram, and I can get you what you need. Dr. Feelgood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And with that, guys, thank you very much. Everyone have a great night.